welcome you back to Halftime. Huskers at Penn State, and you know that the football season is winding down when we start getting signs of winter, and we certainly got that, JB, the last couple of days. As we welcome Nebraska President JB Milliken on the Halftime. It is turned cold back home in Nebraska.
I'll say we went from the mid-60s one day to the teens a couple of days later, but that's Nebraska weather for you. I'd like it to go the other way once in a while.
You mean that winter's is fast approaching us. Well, we've talked this fall about a number of questions that people are asking about higher education, the cost, the student debt, graduation rates, the value of a college degree. Some of the most important questions will have to do with preparing students for a career. Do you need a college degree today to get a good job? And, JB, what's the university doing to prepare students to succeed in the workforce?
Well, they're a great set of questions, and they're the kinds of things that, first of all, you read about in the newspaper or hear on the radio all the time, and I hear about it from Nebraskans, whether I'm at the Chamber of Commerce in a community or with parents. But so take the first question you raised first: how important is a college degree? The simple answer is that it's more important than ever. If you look at the ways the economy's changing, the influence the technology's having on the kinds of jobs available, and the skill level needed in those jobs. So it's not just in Nebraska, but not just in the United States, but globally. There's an unprecedented demand for people with talent and education, and particularly if you look at the STEM disciplines like science and technology and engineering and math. So every workplace, a farm, a manufacturing plant, an office, a construction site, these increasingly depend on technology and on workers who have advanced knowledge and skills and the ability to use the appropriate technology to do the job.
So as you look into the future, you're assessing the chances of getting a good job with just a high school education. Those are getting smaller.
Absolutely right. And you don't have to take my word for it. One of the leading centers in the country is at Georgetown University, the Center on Education and the Workforce, and they look at these issues all the time. And one study that has been widely reported on, which is that by 2020, just 6 years from now, there'll be 55 million job openings in the United States, either newly created jobs or jobs created by retirement. 65% of those will require education beyond high school. In Nebraska, according to the Georgetown Center, the percentage is even higher, that over 70% of our jobs will require education beyond high school, which puts us eighth among all states in the country. So this report says that the current production rates in higher education, the number of students that we're educating, the percentage of our population with higher education, that we'll be 5 million workers short in this country with post-secondary credentials. So that means we're at risk of losing good, high-paying jobs because they'll go where the talent is. The biggest factor here is human capital, and we need to make sure that we're on the forefront of that so that the economic benefits that come with those good jobs stay in Nebraska and stay in the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. With Nebraska, the smaller population base that we have to make sure we get some college-educated workers to try to get some of those companies, I would think, into this state.
You know, it's absolutely true. And, you know, people ask me about, you know, conversations we have with companies, whether it's to attract them to Innovation Campus or to attract large technology companies to Omaha or Lincoln or Kearney or other places. And the thing that they ask me almost all the time, these companies, their CEOs, their site selection experts, is about degree production and the level of talent in the area. They want to know how many computer scientists we're graduating each year. They want to know how many engineers we're graduating. So these are important questions, and that's one reason we put so much emphasis on growing enrollment, particularly at the Omaha and Lincoln campuses. It's clear that our economic future in Nebraska depends on being able to keep and attract talent and educate those talented young people so we have an educated workforce. So it's interesting, though, if you look historically at how the profile of the workplace has changed. In 1973, only 28% of the jobs were held by people with a post-secondary degree. Today, it's about 60%, and in a few years, it'll be 65%. That statistic alone tells us that we have to encourage more people to go on to college and have to create more opportunities for adult learners who can retool, who can either finish a degree that they started and you know, had a family or left to work or something like that. But we want to give them a chance to come back and get a certificate or a degree that can enhance their credentials and their earning power.
Then how's the university making sure that the graduates have those right skills for those jobs?
Well, you know, this is a big challenge. And, you know, in recent polls, 70-some percent of the people interviewed in this country said that the job of going to college is to so you can get a good job. And we certainly don't disagree with that. But part of the challenge is preparing students not just for that first job, but for that job 5 years out and 10 years out and how they are going to advance in the workplace. You know, the numbers are incredible about how many different jobs people will have by the time they're 40 years old today. So today's students have to think about kind of preparing, getting a very good, solid education for a career, a successful career, and getting them off on the right foot. And so that's why, in addition to technical skills, we need academic programs that teach people how to communicate well, how to work in teams, how to solve problems. And in addition to that, the focus on internships is very important. And study abroad. I mean, the world is increasingly smaller. And, you know, there are a lot of companies in Nebraska and a lot of agricultural producers who understand firsthand the value of foreign markets and being able to penetrate those and to work well in a global economy. So that's really important. And there are a number of elements of a higher education that I think are critical to producing a well-qualified graduate, one who will be a great citizen and a great worker and be successful over their life. You know, recently we did a survey and found that 74% of Nebraskans that we surveyed think the university is doing a good job of preparing students for the workforce because of all the things I just mentioned. But it's a pretty good number, three-quarters of the people surveyed. But there's still ways we can improve, obviously. So we're going to continue to work on that. We are going to try to get the message across. And most people kind of know this deep down anyway. I mean, it's clear that people value education. And if you look around the world, a lot of people want to go to college in the United States, in Nebraska. You look at 3,600 international students now at the University of Nebraska. We just need to make sure that Nebraskans are taking advantage of the resource available and that we're doing as good a job as we can of preparing them.
Great topic. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We will see you back in Lincoln on Friday.
That's great. I look forward to it. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody listening to the Huskers game.
Great. More Halftime coming up from IMG College. This is the Husker Sports Network.